Okay, reading from Art of Chanting, the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. And this is given by Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda. And he's giving it his meaning, which is a little bit more appropriate to our level. And after Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives his meaning, then we have the meaning from Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So the first word, Hare, means, O Hare, please attract my mind and free me from this material world. This is a good meaning. Because Hari means to steal, to take away, to thieve. Because Hari means that. And then, so our mind is too much attracted and imprisoned by the material world. So he's saying, please attract my mind and free me from this material world. Krishna. O Krishna, please attract my mind by pulling it to you. Because Krishna means pulling. The word Krishna means pulling. Attraction, pulling. Hare Krishna. Hare. O Hare, please attract my heart by showing your unsurpassed sweetness. And then Krishna. O Krishna, please purify my mind with knowledge of bhakti given to me by your own devotees. Then Krishna. O Krishna, please give me firm faith in your name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Then Krishna. It's Hare Krishna, then Krishna Krishna. O Krishna, may I develop a taste for serving you. So this is, because now we have a taste for serving our bodies and serving our senses. We get great pleasure from that. And serving Krishna doesn't give so much pleasure. Sometimes we feel that it's drudgery, that it's difficult, dry, tasteless. But actually the nature of bhakti itself, it's full of taste. It's called bhakti ruchi, ruchi. But now we're accustomed to this. The soul is tied up with this body and tied up with these senses. So we're always, because of this eternal bond between the soul and the body, we try to find taste there, happiness there. But as we become detached from the body, as the soul becomes detached from the body and attached to Krishna, then it starts to experience the taste of Krishna. Taste of Krishna's name. Of course, we had the taste of Krishna's prasadam. And of course, the acharyas tell us that when we take prasadam, we shouldn't take prasadam in a mood of consuming. Consumption. How much can I consume? This much? Oh, maybe this much. Or this much. It should be seva. So that's why oftentimes when devotees take prasadam, they chant the holy name, following the footsteps of Lord Gauranga and his associates. When they would sit in Jagannath Puri for 18 years with Lord Chaitanya, and they would take prasadam. Generally, Lord Chaitanya took prasadam in a more private situation. He was every day being invited to the homes of different Brahmins, Puri Brahmins, because he's a Brahmin, and he is also a Siddhanasan. He's a Brahmin, and he sannyasi. The grihasthas usually invite sannyasis to their houses to attain some purity and some sukriti by serving them. So he would go there, and if these many of his hosts were Brahmins, and some of them were Kshatriyas or even Vaishyas. So when he was hosted by some Kshatriyas or Vaishyas, then the host would arrange for a Brahmin to cook, because sannyasi. A Brahmin sannyasi like Lord Chaitanya, they usually don't take any food from a non-Brahmin. So Lord Chaitanya showed the example. He was very careful. He was going and visiting people's houses, but the food was actually cooked by a Brahmin. And plus they were also bringing Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasadam. So we said, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Then it's Hare Hare. Oh Hari, please make me qualified for your service. So, of course, we say that the jiva Jivara Surpaya Krishna Nityadas is eternal servant of Krishna. But Krishna is only served by the most qualified personalities who have been thoroughly examined by the examination board. First you have to be examined by the examination board and accepted in the school. And once you're accepted in the school, then you have to be trained. You have to study and you have to be trained, and you take training and then you practice, then you're accepted, maybe, hopefully. So the examination board, who's in charge of the examination board? There's one lady in charge. Her name is Durga, or Mahamaya. So she's the examiner. She examines all the jivas who are proposing, who are applying for servitorship in the government of Krishna. Everyone that's trying to get a government job to serve in Krishna's government, to serve in Krishna's spiritual world, they have to be examined by the external energy, by Maya. So that's Durga's job, to examine everyone. So we have to pray for qualification. We pray to Guru, we pray to the associates of Lord Chaitanya, associates of Radha and Krishna or Lord Chaitanya. Please bless me that I can become qualified. Seva adhikara dihe koro nijadasi. Seva adhikara dihe koro nijadasi. This is a prayer to Tulsi Devi. Seva adhikara koro nijadasi. Seva adhikara dihe. Dihe means to give. Please give me the adhikara for seva. O Tulsi, O Brindadevi. He neva dana daro, sakir anu gata karo, seva adhikara dihe koro nijadasi. So she's always serving Krishna. She's so dear to Krishna. So she's certainly very expert in the art of serving Krishna. Krishna's every drop of water is full of Tulsi leaf. He's always carrying Tulsi on his feet, mixed with Chandan. He's always wearing Tulsi around his neck as a Tulsi garland, or maybe it's some other garland. And whenever Krishna's wearing a Vaijayanti garland or a flower garland, there are always some mantras woven in the garland. This is mentioned in 10th canto. There's two different verses where it says that Tulsi was decorating Krishna's Vaijayanti garland. And there's one prayer which Krishna himself offered to Tulsi Devi in Kartik. It's her marriage time. She married some pastime. In one of her expansions, in her Vaikuntha expansion, Tulsi married Narayan. It's called Tulsi Narayan Vivaha. It may be in Kartik Purnima or Kartik Uttani Kadasi. Maybe Purnima. And at that time, Krishna offered a prayer. Krishna Jivani Nandani Pushpasara Tulasi Vishwapavani Vishwapuchi De Brinda Brindavani. So he said Pushpasara Tulasi. Pushpasara means that Tulsi is a sar, the essence of all flowers. Krishna has Vaijayanti Mala. And this Vaijayanti Mala is made from forest flowers, not from domestic flowers from a garden, but wild flowers growing in the forest. Kadamba and Jui and other types of Java flower, whatever. Wild flowers, five different flowers grouped together. But if a garland is offered to Krishna, at least in Krishna's Leela, if the Tulsi mantras are not inside the garland, he doesn't accept them. So because Tulsi is so special, so she's called Pushpasara, the essence of all flowers. So many flowers, very fragrant flowers, maybe in one sense, much more fragrant than Tulsi. But Krishna gives his preference to Tulsi. Of course, Tulsi has its own unique aroma, which may be not so sweet as roses and kadamba and bela and mogra. But it's such a special flower. So Krishna is always associated with Tulsi and always being served by Tulsi. So she's a good one to pray to for service adhikar, service qualification. But every day we approach the holy name. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So he's saying, Hare, oh Hare, please make me qualified for your service. Then he says, Hare, this means, oh Hare, please instruct me how to serve you properly. Then Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So then Hare, oh Hare, Please let me hear of your intimate pastimes with your cherished devotees. Then Ram, O Radhika Raman, please let me hear of your confidential pastimes in Braj with your beloved Radhika. Then Hare Ram, Hare, O Radhika, please reveal to me your favorite pastimes with your beloved Shamsundar. Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. O Radhika Raman, please reveal to me your splendid pastimes with your beloved Radhika. Then Ram, Ram. O Radhika Raman, please engage me in remembering your name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Then Ram. O Radhika Raman, please make me qualified for your eternal service. Then Hare, Hare. O Hari, having accepted me as one of your own servitors, enjoy me as you please. Then Hare. O Hari, please perform your transcendental pastimes with me. This is my humble prayer at your lotus feet. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving us a very nice meaning for the Hare Krishna mantra, which is a little bit more closer at hand. It's within the reach of all of us. We can adopt this prayer. So this brings us to the conclusion of this chapter. There's more, but as far as our discussion, the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. And this, of course, is one of the crucial techniques. And we'll end here by, before we give a summary, we'll end with Prabhupada's meaning of the, this is the meaning of the Maha Mantra by Srila Prabhupada. The main ideas that Prabhupada gives in relation to the Maha Mantra are, there are nine different ideas. The first one is, the Maha Mantra is the sound incarnation and representation of Krishna. The second one is direct means of contacting Krishna. People always say, can you show me God? Have you seen God? Yes, I'm seeing God. You can't see God? What's your problem? What's wrong with you? You ask me if I can see God? Yes, I'm seeing God. You want to see?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
yes, yes.
Then chant Hare Krishna. As Prabhupada said, chanting Hare Krishna is a direct means of contacting Krishna. Contact means touching. Seeing is also contacting. Touching is also contacting. Hearing is also contacting. Like they have these advertisements for Airtel, for cell phones, it says stay in touch.
Stay in touch, yes, ma'am.
Well, stay in touch means that you give someone a phone call. But sparsha and shabda are two different things. Shabda is sound and sparsha is touch. So they're equating sound with touch, right? They're advertising telephone and they're saying stay in touch. So they're even there have the idea that shabda is the same as sparsha. You follow?
Yes, ma'am.
Stay in touch, call your loved one. Oh, I love you. Stay in touch. So that means shabda, sound, creates sparsha. So that's why Prabhupada says the direct means of contacting Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna is a direct means of contacting Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna's name is shabda, sound, but it's shabda brahman. It's spiritual sound, transcendental vibration. And so when we chant Hare Krishna, then we're stay in touch with Krishna. We're in direct contact with Krishna. Number three, the Maha Mantra reveals everything. These are ideas that Prabhupada has mentioned about the Maha Mantra. Nine ideas. Number three, the Maha Mantra reveals everything. So what is everything?
Form.
Everything is who I am,
well,
who you are, and what are we doing.
Yes,
so who I am, who is God, and what are we supposed to do?
Yes, ma'am.
And where do you live? Where do I live? Everything. Everything is everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarvam pravartate. Krishna says, I am the source of everything. So if we contact Krishna, then we contact everything. Then number four is petitioning divine energy and reservoir of pleasure for service. Number five, the the original male and the original female. So the Ma Mantra is the original male and the original female. 6, eternal servant begging the eternal master for upliftment and engagement. 7, Hey Krishna, please accept me. 8, begging for service life after life. 9, wants. What, do you want anything? No, only ask for service. What do you want? I want service. When devotees, when people come, or when someone comes to meet a devotee, the devotee will say, Hare Krishna. Then the next thing he usually says, he doesn't say, how are you? Then the person will say, fine, thank you. How are you? Of course, the person is dying of terminal cancer. He has terminal cancer and he'll die in 7 days. But he says, fine, I'm doing very fine. I'm fine, how are you? Fine. So when someone meets a devotee, they come to see a devotee, devotee says, Hare Krishna, and the other person says, Hare Krishna. Then a devotee says, how may I serve you? He doesn't care, are you fine or not fine? If you're engaged in service, that's very fine. If you're not, you're in Maya. You only have two choices, serve Krishna or serve Maya. So he doesn't care, how are you, how old are you, how fat are you, how thin are you, are you healthy, are you sick? Because everyone's sick if they're not serving Krishna. If they're not serving Krishna, then you're in skin disease, body consciousness, flesh consciousness. And Krishna consciousness means soul consciousness. And that's the only plane of health. Because health is eternal, and the soul is eternal. So a devotee, he says, how may I serve you? He gets right to the point. Doesn't say, oh, hello, kahan se aaya, where do you came from? How you like India? How you like my India? Oh yes, you like my India. It's very nice, my India. I love my India. How long are you here? Where are you staying? Where is your country? You have any dala? You have any dala? You have any dollars you want to change? I give you a good rate. Or euro. Now it's euro.
Yes, but it's euro.
Dollars out, euros in.
Euros in, good.
You have any euro? So the devotee doesn't beat around the bush. He gets right to the point. What is the point? The point of human life is service. So I know myself, I've gone to meet saintly persons and say, Hare Krishna, they say, Hare Krishna. They say, how may I serve you? And the first thing usually they arrange for is some water and some prasad. Take some prasad, take some water or nimbopani or whatever. They greet you. Whatever you are, they greet you. So the most amazing thing is when you meet very advanced, the more advanced the devotee is, the more he's actually exhibiting the qualities of Shikshastakam. For us, we try to pretend. We try to pretend the Shikshastakam. Look, Mom, no hands. Look, Mom, I'm riding my bicycle with no hands. See, look, I'm riding, no hands on the steering, on the handlebars. See, look. So look, Mom, I'm trying to be humble. Look, Mom, I'm trying to be free from pride. Look, Mom, I'm trying to be tolerant. Look, Mom, I'm trying to show respect to others. It's like a show. Trinada Pisa Nichina. But advanced devotees, they actually genuinely feel tolerant and humble and prideless. So you meet the most advanced devotees in Braj or anywhere, and they overwhelm you with their humility. As soon as you come, they say, Maharaj, and you pay obeisance, then they pay obeisances back to you right away. They're paying obeisance. The biggest sannyasis, immediately, then they go and they get some food, some prasad, and make you feel so welcome. Then after they make you feel welcome, then they say, how may I serve you? After rendering 5 or 6 services, giving you asan, say, please sit down, just wait and give you prasad. Are you hungry? Take some prasad. First thing is take prasad. First thing when you meet an advanced devotee, he gives. So, although you've come there, you've come to the advanced devotee because you want to take something. You want to take some answers for your questions, or you want to take some blessings or mercy. But of course, you know the etiquette, so you bring something in your hand. You bring some fruits, because this is the etiquette when you go to meet any senior person, what to speak of a sadhu. If you go to meet your grandmother, you should bring a gift. some fruits or some sweets or something. This is etiquette, cultural etiquette. Seniority should be respected. Age, wisdom, detachment, these are all senior positions. Or position also should be respected. Shukadeva Goswami was only 16 years old, very young boy, but he had tremendous wisdom and detachment. So then, therefore, when he came into the assembly of sages, they all paid respects to him. And some of these sages were 500 years old, some were 1,000 years old, some were Chiranjeevs, all different types, like eternally very ancient sages. Vyasadeva, Bhrigu Muni, all kinds of rishis that were millions of years old. They didn't think, who is this small fry? Who's this young guy? Who's this kid, Shukadev? I'm Vashishta Muni. I'm Charvak Muni. All the biggest sages and rishis. They showed respect because of his knowledge, his detachment. So this is Prabhupada saying that we only want service, only ask for service. So these are 9 points that Prabhupada makes in some different quotations. So I've taken out the points and put them there. Now we can look at the quotations where Prabhupada mentions that. People generally ask, Prabhupada said, what is the meaning of chanting Hare Krishna mantra? What does this mean? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What does this mean? What are you saying? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, especially in America. So in fourth canto, or no, in one lecture, October 1972, Prabhupada said, people ask us, what is the meaning of this mantra? Because it doesn't sound like English. Does it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Never heard it. What does it mean? So he said, we explain that chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra means immediately, directly associating with Krishna. If you take to this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, then immediately you contact Krishna. Then he said in Bhagavatam Purport, fourth canto, by vibrating this transcendental sound of the Hare Krishna mantra, the meaning of everything, material and spiritual, is revealed. This Hare Krishna is non-different from the personality of Godhead. The Prabhupada said in Science of Self-Realization, how many have read that book, Science of Self-Realization? Raise your hand. Haribo.
Not the whole thing.
Not the whole thing. Should I read the whole thing? Srila Prabhupada there, he says, Hare means, O energy of the Lord. And Krishna means, O Lord Krishna. Just as there are males and females in the material world, similarly, God is the original male, Purusha, and His energy, Prakriti, is the original female. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we are saying, O Lord Krishna, O energy of Krishna, Radha, kindly engage me in your service. So we're praying to Radha and Krishna, the original male, original female, to please engage us in their service. This is from a lecture 1977 in March. Prabhupada said, O Krishna, you are my Lord. You are my Master eternally. I am your servant eternally. Let me be engaged in your service. This is the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, I am your servant. Somehow or other I have now fallen in this material condition. Kindly pick me up and engage me in your service. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patidam vama shameva vambaro kripya tava parapankajo stita duli sadrisham vichintya. The Prabhupada is saying the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra is the fifth verse of Shikshastakam. The fifth verse of Shikshastakam indicates the condition of asakti, being attached to Krishna. And that's what the Maha Mantra does. It attaches us to Krishna. So this chapter has concluded the discussion points, and basic idea is that when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, we should deeply concentrate our mind and hearing. All of our senses should become ears, actually. Our eyes should become ears, our nose should become ears, our hands, everything becomes ears, just to hear the holy name. We don't allow any of our mental energy or our conscious energy to go out through any senses. That's why generally, in yoga, Krishna is describing yoga in the 6th chapter of Gita. He says that one should look at the tip of his nose, or look at the tip of his nose, or keep his eyes half closed. If you keep your eyes all the way closed, then good night. So half closed. Why half closed? Because half closed lets a little bit of light in. And if there's light, there's no darkness. So darkness means ignorance and sleep. So a little light goes in and keeps you alive, keeps you awake. That's like when people want to sleep in the day, what do? Close the curtains, shut the curtains. Turn off the lights, shut the curtains, get all the light out so that you can go in the darkness. Right? Merge in the sleep. So the eyelids are like curtains, like parda. Parda?
Yes, good. Parda.
So Arda, Arda Parda. Arda Parda. Arda Parda means half closed eyes. Arda Parda. So that way we can... So we chant Hare Krishna, we should not like look all around, oh, look who's coming, look who's going. Who's coming, who's going. It's like, doesn't matter, just half closed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Everything, even the eyes are half closed, so they're not really functioning. So all the energy of our senses should be concentrated in our ears. And then our mind, we're trying to concentrate on our hearing. Hearing Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. And the more attentively we hear, the faster we can chant. Some people, they say it takes me 15 minutes to chant a round.
Hare Krishna.
They say like that. Because there's so much space between each mantra. Hare... then Krishna, and their mind is just going everywhere. They can't concentrate. Very unfortunate. So we should hear each syllable of the mantra. But then our Hari Bhakti Vilas is telling us, Sanatana Goswami is telling us, and Jiva Goswami is telling, and Bhakti Sandarbha, and Bhakti Notakor is telling, and Harinam Chintamani, and Vishnu Chakravarti is telling, and Srila Prabhupada is telling, and everyone is telling. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, when Vallabhachari asked him, this repeat of the chapter, he said, what is the meaning of the holy name? What is the meaning of chanting Hare Krishna? What is the meaning of this Krishna? Can you tell me what is the meaning of Krishna? This was asked by Vallabhachari right here in Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu said, Krishna namera bahu arta nahamani, sham sundari sharanandan e matrajani. I don't know the meaning of Krishna's name. The only thing I know, the only meaning I know is that Krishna is Yashoda Nandan and Shamsundar. So all I know is he's in, you know, Vatsali Ras and Madhurya Ras. The two highest rasas, most sweetest and deepest rasas of Braj. Vatsali and Madhurya, motherly love and conjugal love. So all these personalities, beginning from Mahaprabhu, are telling that there is a meaning of the holy name. And that they're all telling that mantra artha chintanam. Manasamharanam shocham monam mantra artha chintanam. Avyagratvam anirvedo japasampadihetava. So we should remember the meaning. While chanting, one must affectionately remember the meaning of the mantra. So this is what's being told here. So these are different meanings. So when we chant Hare Krishna, and our mind starts to wander away from the pure sound vibration and the pure vibration of Radha and Krishna's names, Hare Krishna and Ram, then we should inject the meaning into our mind. Let our mind latch on to the meaning of the holy name. And there are many meanings given in this chapter, from the basic meaning that Prabhupada has given us, which is not so basic. It has basic meaning, but then it goes to the deepest meaning. Because he's Prabhupada saying, oh, energy of the Lord, oh Krishna, please engage me in the service. Oh Mother Hara, oh energy of the Lord, please engage in your service. So that's the beginning, to stop serving Maya, to stop serving the body and start serving Krishna. But serving Krishna and being engaged in Krishna's service begins here in the material world and it goes on into Boma Vrindavan and on into the spiritual world. We're always begging for service and always engaged in service. So this is the chapter on meaning of the holy name. Is there any questions on this chapter? Next chapter is chapter 12, which is called Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela in the Holy Name. Krishna's name is not different from Krishna, and because Krishna is there, then we must have Krishna's form. And if his form is there, he's alive, so living, or even living and non-living things have qualities, lakshana, characteristics. So these are Krishna's guna, and then because he's a living personality, the supreme personality of Godhead, he has so many leelas or pastimes. So, as Prabhupada often said, you can chant the name water, water, water. And how long can you chant water, water, water? Matter of fact, I'm a little thirsty. But if we chant water, 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 if we chant water, 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 we will not slake our thirst. We will not quench our thirst. We'll become more thirsty, rather. Because there's a difference between water, the name water, and the object water. But in Krishna's name is Krishna. So Prabhupada often uses this analogy. We can chant the name of Mr. John, Mr. John. We chant Mr. John, Mr. John. That was Prabhupada's cute way. He would meet people in Pennsylvania, New York, Mr. John Green or James Green. And later on he would see that person in the car. And he'd probably driving with Sally Agarwal on the road from her house to the YMCA. He would give her a ride. She would give him a ride back home. And Prabhupada would see some man that he met in a lecture, because he would lecture in her house every night after dinner when he lived in Butler, Pennsylvania. So Prabhupada would say, oh, there's Mr. John. It was Mr. John Smith. It was actually Mr. Smith, and John was his first name. But Prabhupada, he would used to call like this, oh, there's Mr. John. Very cute. It's in Leelamrita. So Prabhupada said you can chant Mr. John, Mr. John, Mr. John, and you'll not see Mr. John. You'll not experience his presence. But you can chant the name of Krishna all day and all night and not get tired. Prabhupada says this. You get more and more energy and you'll not get tired. So we're chanting what? That's all right. We're chanting water, water, water. And we're only getting thirsty. So, Jai Hare Krishna.
Jai.
Yeah. That's because devotees are a couple of riksha trees. Ordinarily, you can chant water, water, water. Nobody will give you any water. They'll just call it. They'll call the ambulance and think you're crazy. Imagine if you got on the bus, and water, 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 and you got out some cartels. Water, 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 water. And then people really think you're cracked up. But if you get out, get on the bus and take out some cartels, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then people say, oh, he's also crazy. But he's chanting Krishna's name. So the thing is, when you chant Krishna's name, you can go on, and then never get tired, and never get thirsty. Actually, you'll go crazy. You'll get intoxicated.